Hey, welcome to Life Church. We pray this blesses you and empowers you for your week ahead. We hope you enjoy this message.
Amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and grab your seats. Wow, that was brilliant. 25 people baptized, come on. And I love that we've got people there who literally gave their life to Jesus a week ago, and we've got people that gave their life to Jesus 20 years ago, all on a journey. And this life is a journey, isn't it? But thank God that he meets us wherever we are, and just so good to celebrate that. It was so good to see, like, the guy on camera, Yere, is filming, making sure he gets good shots because it's his own son in the baptism tank. It's like, love that. We've got Gran and Grandad taking pictures there. We've got a father baptizing his son. It's just, this is what we do, isn't it? As the family of God, we're obedient to Christ and what he has asked us to do, and it's what we do together. Really special. And today I just want to share a short message with you to kind of add to what's already happened. You know, when you go to a wedding and the pastor, vicar, whoever's leading the wedding does what's called, I don't know if you knew it was called this, it's called the wedding address. That's not like where it's happening. It's what you say over the bride and groom. And when you do a wedding address, the idea is that you address the bride and groom, the focus of the day, but you also want to share something that's of an encouragement to everybody else that is there attending the wedding. And that's kind of how I feel about today. I want to share something with everybody that is being baptized today. I want to share, this is my address to you, but I believe that it's going to help us all as we listen to this and take this on. And today is a special day because by the power invested in me, I hereby declare that today is not Independence Day, you know, when we remember Will Smith and the aliens, but today is Dependence Day. And what we're celebrating today is a dependence on God. We've seen people get into that water and say, the old is gone, the new has come. I'm choosing to depend on him. I'm choosing to depend on what he has done for me. So we're going to have a celebration today as we celebrate this powerful signal of dependence. You know, the world that we live in wants to push us towards independence. The world says that that's the goal, to just have it your way. Find your truth, do what's right for you, go for your dreams, get what you can. That's the signal that we get all the time, to push for independence. But we know that God turns that upside down. Jesus came to say, hang on, you've got this all the wrong way around. And actually, our aim is to be dependent upon him. And it actually takes strength. You know, to surrender takes boldness, and it takes courage. You know, to just try and go off on your own way is one thing, but to say, I'm going to submit my life to a higher power. I'm going to submit my life to a higher purpose. I'm going to lay down my own dreams for what God has for me. And that's what you've seen people do today, is they've kind of pledged their allegiance, if you like, to Jesus today, to say, I am not my own anymore, but I am going to live for God. And the thing about being independent is that you very easily get to the end of yourself. And I want to encourage you today that when we depend on God, so much better, so many more things happen. So, as we celebrate this Dependence Day today, I want to celebrate three things. Number one, that he has saved us by his grace. We're dependent upon him for our salvation. We can't do this thing on our own. The second thing is that dependence on him is what actually sustains us. And the third thing is this, that it's all for his glory. We depend on him for our salvation. It's him who sustains us, and it's all for his glory. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you some great scriptures. It's really straightforward. I want to read you some great scriptures, and I believe as we read these that God is going to do something in our heart to remind us today. So can I just pray one more time? Father God, I thank you that as we approach your word today, that your word is living, that your word is active. And God, I ask that by your Holy Spirit, you would speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. First one is this. It says this in Romans 6, verse 34. And I'm going to have to read these to you because we've had a few issues with the screen this morning. So I'm just going to read these to you. It says this about what we've just seen in baptism. It says this, all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Doesn't stop there, thankfully. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too may be raised to new life. As we go down in the water, we remember that the old is gone, the new has come. Everybody that just got baptized today, you aren't separated from your old life. You don't need to go back to the way things were. You can have a fresh start. Every single one of us, because of what Jesus did, can have a fresh start in him. We die with him, the old is gone, but praise God, the new has come. We also rise with him. His victory is now your victory. That's pretty cool, because Jesus won the ultimate victory. Death could not even beat him. See, if Jesus had stayed dead, our hope would be in that tomb with him. Our dreams and our hopes would be in that tomb with him. But he didn't stay there. He rose from the grave and he defeated everything that this world could throw at us, even death itself. And that is the victory when we rise out that water, when we identify with Christ. That is the victory that we now have inside of us. That's pretty cool. Turn to the person next to you and say, you are victorious. Turn the person on the other side, your second favorite, and say, you're also victorious. Here's the thing, we rise in his resurrection power. You know, Jesus didn't raise himself from the grave because he was dead. He was dead. It says the Spirit of God raised Christ from the grave. And the Bible also tells us the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is alive in you today. That is worth getting excited about it. We're saved by his grace. It's not through our own work. There's nothing we can do to achieve getting to God. There's nothing we can do by our own efforts, no matter how good we try and be, no matter how many of the right things we try and do. It doesn't work. We need the grace of Jesus Christ who gave his life for us. When we identify with him, the old is gone, the new has come, and we now live that new life in Christ. So this is Dependence Day, because we depend on him. Without Jesus and his resurrection, we have no relationship with God. We have no right to stand before a holy God. But because of Jesus, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life up to this point, doesn't matter where you've been or the mistakes you think you've made. Today, because of Jesus, you can stand before God. You can be loved, forgiven, and whole, and have a perfect relationship with your Father God. Come on, that's worth giving Jesus another round of applause for. So we're dependent upon him to save us. We're dependent upon his grace and power. But this is also Dependence Day because I want us to remember that he is the one who sustains us. You see, coming out of that water, well, I now live in Jesus' resurrection life. So does that mean I'm supposed to be perfect? You know, you're a Christian, aren't you? So shouldn't you be full of peace and full of joy and full of hope and full, shouldn't you be the model citizen and never lie and never say anything wrong and never upset anybody and always do everything right? That's what you should be like, isn't it? Is it? Oh, we're a bit nervous. We're not sure how to answer that one. Because we know that's what we're trying to reach to, but the thing is, we're in process. We're a work in process, and the Bible teaches that he who started the good work in us will bring it to completion. So there's a promise there, but here's the thing, we're not trying to pretend we've got it all together. And we just need to release ourselves from the sense of, I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to just have everything sorted and know what to do in every situation and never have any stress or any worry or any problems. No, the idea is that we now just depend on Him. Him who is perfect. Him who has everything we will need for this life. I read the scripture to you last week and I just cannot get away from how good this is. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And like I said that last week, it's worth getting excited about, because that means when you reach the end of yourself, when you have too much challenge, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel inexperienced, when you feel uneducated, when you get that sense of imposter syndrome, when you can't be me and should I really be doing this, when you feel out of your depth, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel fear or worry or dis-peace or anxiety, praise God! Because that is what qualifies you to see the power of God at work in your life. So that's why Paul can say in the Bible, I thank God when I face trials of many kind. Why? Because if I'm not facing a trial, I'll just do everything in my own strength. I would even say to you this, if you don't feel challenged in an area of your life, you're probably not living big enough. The idea is that we walk by faith and it's a journey and we take a step. And God's looking for us to move forward and face the challenges that come our way. You know, we have the tendency when the red letter comes from the electricity, electricity company, we want to put it in a drawer and bury our heads in the sand and, oh, hope it goes away, just to let you know they don't go away. We need to make sure we face up to these things and get help and bring it before God and say, God, I've got a challenge. And there's some practical things we can do, like learning how to manage our money wisely and budgeting in this new area. But there's also points of faith. Well, when it say, God, I'm doing what I can do and I want you, I need to see you do the rest. And God starts going, yes, great, he's asked, he's reached the end of himself. This is fantastic because now I can get involved. God gets involved when, if you know your Bible, you know some of these stories when David picks up the smooth stones to go and stand before a giant that he cannot take on. God is going, I like this. When the Israelites are walking around a city that they have no hope of taking, and God says to them, I want you to wander around it 7 times. On that 6th time, God is rubbing his hands together going, okay, now we can do something. Now we can do something. Because when we get to the end of ourselves, that is where God kicks in. So if you have challenges today, if you have worries, if you have things that you are facing that you feel overwhelmed about, praise God. Because like we sang this morning, we look to him and we've received everything we need. It might not happen in an instant, but you can find that peace. You can find that joy. You can find that hope because of what he has done for us. And the enemy loves to distort it, doesn't he? He loves to tell you that everybody else has got it all together. And then he invented this thing called Instagram to make you see that everybody else has got it all together. You know, and they put their lovely coffee cup with a little heart in it, and the Bible's open, and the, you know, everybody, and that's like, this is what I do every morning, and it's the sun comes through the window. Give me a break. I'm not saying, I actually did take that photo yesterday morning, because I was like, I was actually having that time, and it was quite nice. There was a dog under the laptop, well, that was a different thing, but you might have those moments. I'm not, you know, great, make your coffee and have that perfect moment. But life is not about perfect moments. It's about walking with God and just, you know, and can I say, men, sometimes we're the worst at this. We assume everybody else has got it together. I had a chat in the car park last Sunday where somebody said to me, how is it, you know, how is it going? I said to them, how are you going? And they said, well, actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not great. This has happened. And they said to me, and I just felt to say to them, to help them understand, that's not strange. I said to them, well, can I tell you? This is what happened to me this week. And they were like, oh, you have that too? And I'm like, yes. Because we're normal people trying to live normal lives with normal challenges around us. And guys, can I just say, sometimes we're the worst at this, at opening up and talking about it. And I want to encourage you, get in a group, get around other guys. We have Excel coming up in just a few weeks. Start there. Get here for Excel. Get around the guys. Let's chat and let's be real with one another and really bust into these things. The Bible goes on to say this. I'm going to move on. It goes on to draw this picture for us in 2 Corinthians about that we are earthen vessels. It says that God has put treasure inside of us as earthen vessels. And I know that doesn't sound very special, and I hate to burst your bubble because the Bible does say you are fearfully and wonderfully made and you are uniquely gifted and he crafted you, but you ain't that special. In the sense of, yeah, God's made you, but it's about what he's put inside you. That's the special part. It's about what that can then bring to life because God is inside you. So listen to this. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we are not abandoned. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake so that this life may be revealed in our mortal body. When we're squeezed, when we're pressed, we're not supposed to have it all together, but the idea is there is treasure inside of you. So when we crack and when we break and when we're squeezed, what should come out is Jesus. What should come out is the presence of God. Just a couple of verses before, it says, let the light shine out of the darkness. So it says, sorry, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts. It's inside us. We depend on what God has done inside of us. We're not supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to depend on what he has put on the inside of us. So we're saved by his grace. We depend on that. He will sustain us. We depend on what he has done in the inside of us. We're not supposed to be perfect. We're not supposed to have it all together. We're supposed to look to him. And the last thing is this. The reason for it is it is all to bring him glory. That is what every single one of you has been created for. So that when we face that pressure, when we face that test, when we face that squeezing, we turn to God. And then the world sees us going, I don't know how I've got through that. I don't know how that's happened, but we know it's God and God gets the glory. And that is our purpose. It says this in 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm reading to you from the Amplified Version because I love this phrase that's in there. It says, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory. You are a trophy. Jesus won the ultimate victory and he didn't get a nice little sticker at the finish line or one of those little plastic cups. He got you. And there's this picture here of the king returning as the Romans would understand on a battle. As they entered the city, there'd be a big procession and everybody would be cheering and they'd be throwing rose petals and there'd be a big party going on and they would wave and be a big procession down the street. And Jesus is leading his victory procession. But there's a part in the procession where it shows the spoils of war and what that returning king has won and brought back into the kingdom. Guess what's in the procession? You and me. We are the trophy. We are the reward. And Jesus parades us through to say, look at what my grace can do. Look at what my victory can do. Look at what my joy can do. Look at what my hope can do. Look at what my resurrection power can do. And it's in you and it's in me. So we're not supposed to have it all together. We're supposed to depend on him for our salvation. Turn to him because he's put something inside of us. And then that brings him all the glory. You are a vessel to display his glory. It says this, a really well-known verse. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. And we sometimes stop there, but we all know we don't stop there because it's according to his power at work in us. And then we stop there, but we shouldn't stop there because the next line says, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. It's saying, God's saying, I'm going to do some things. When you look to me, when you dig into what the resurrection of power of God has done in your life and you press into God, I'm going to bring some breakthroughs, says God. I'm going to bring some miracles. I'm going to bring some restorations. I'm going to bring some healing. I'm going to bring some promotions. I'm going to bring some provisions so that his power can be seen at work in us. Why? For his glory. So we can just turn and go, nothing to do with me. It's all about my God. He saved me. He put something inside me that I can turn to. And now I get to display his glory. And so that's why I want to call today Dependence Day. Not just for everybody that's been baptized today, but for all of us to remember that we depend on him for our salvation. Let's not try and work for it and earn God's love. We just have it by his grace. Let's depend on him in everything that we then go through. Every challenge that we face, to realize you're not supposed to be perfect. You're not supposed to have it all together, but you are supposed to depend on him. And as a result of that dependence, God will get the glory. So what we're going to do on this Dependence Day, we're going to stand and we're going to pledge our allegiance. So can we all stand to our feet? I would love us to put a hand on our heart. Hey, you don't have to do it. I'm not going to make you do it. But I'd love you to join with me as we say this prayer together and just put our dependence back on God today, and then the team are going to lead us. Father God, we depend on you. We pledge our allegiance to you, our Lord and our Master. We depend on your grace. I'm saved by you alone. Thank you that I don't have to have it all together, but I depend on your power in me. Thank you that your power sustains me and that I live your resurrection life. And God, I pray today that through my life, you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thanks for joining us. We pray you feel encouraged by this word. We would love to hear from you, so why not connect with us via the website at lifechurchhome.com or on our socials at Life Church Home. Have a blessed week and we'll see you soon.